Welcome back, Zyronians, to the Zyronian Brawl Academy podcast. I'm your host, AlphaDrenix, back with another episode, and today I have G-Dog on the show from the Leon's Legion and Brawling Bros podcast.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Yeah, so today we're going to be doing a what-if episode. So, I have a few things to explain. So, I was supposed to record an episode yesterday, a Christmas special, but unfortunately, I was supposed to do it with Miles as well. We were going to do a draft. But he didn't show up, so we weren't able to do that. I'll try to record it soon, hopefully. So I'm just going to read out the Q&A replies episode. So, last episode, I asked, what are your three favorite hyperchargers? Kaka says Leon, Spike, and Lou. Sam says Fang, Maisie, and Dynamike. GoofyGamer2 says Leon, Shelly, and Edgar. And then Liz Clark Adams says, I want to start a podcast called OG Brawl. Do you want to do a collab once it's out? Thank you for sending me a friend request. I'm so happy. Do you want to play duos? Maybe bye. Thank you. Yeah, of course we can do a collab. Just reach out to me by email. Email me at zyronianbrawlacademy@gmail.com. And yeah, no problem for sending you a friend request anytime for anyone. A poll, which color do you prefer, blue or red? 100% of you guys say blue, so you guys are on my side.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
I pick red.
100%.
I pick red. Sorry, guys. My car's red, so I pick red.
Nice.
Yeah.
I need to put my phone on silent.
Anyway, hold up. While he does that, I'll answer the other question. What's my favorite hypercharge? Leon,
yeah, top of course. Three.
If I had to rank, it'll be Leon, then Maisie, because the Maisie hypercharge is, like, really fun to use. And then, what other hyper? Probably Lou. Lou is really satisfying just to freeze people instantly.
All right, so as I said, today we're going to be doing What If Brawl Stars Edition. So I'm going to be reading out 10 What Ifs, and we're going to be discussing our opinions. So,
okay.
The first one, what if Colette had a real job? So if she had any job other than working at the gift shop, what job would she have?
Crap. She pretty much just, I guess, works in the gift shop. So, she'd be.
She could probably be like for a newspaper, maybe, because she would ask for autographs and stuff from everyone. And then, you know, she's obsessed. She she knows pretty much everything about everyone.
I got it. Colette, if she had a job, would definitely be what do you call it? A journalist. She'd be a sports journalist.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
The second one, what if Janet didn't know how to sing?
That'd be a good thing, probably.
Why?
People
wouldn't simp for her that much?
No, I think the reason why people simp for Janet so much is just because, like, it's a teenage girl, and there's not many teenage girls in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, she also has killer skins, which is fair.
Yeah, that's
true. Like, it's weird because I wouldn't call myself a Janet simp, but I have almost every single Janet skin. And every time one comes out, I'm like, oh, that's actually pretty cool. I might want to get that.
Yeah, she always gets the best skins because Bruce probably knows that everyone simps for Janet. So they're like, if I release a skin for Janet, everyone's going to buy it no matter what.
And there's just a lot. I think being the only brawler that can basically fly is kind of cool. So that's another reason. But what was if she couldn't sing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it would change the brawler that much, if that makes sense. Like, if just Janet, if all of her thing is to fly and that was it, I don't think many people.
Yeah, I think that's enough for the show. Okay, so number three, this is kind of a weird one. What if Edgar was an emo?
I don't know what Edgar would be, really.
First of all, he wouldn't be dressed as he is right now.
Yeah. To be fair, yeah, if he wasn't like an emo kid, I think his whole design would be different. And who's to say he would even be called Edgar? That's the thing that I'm trying to figure out. Because, I guess I do know one Edgar, but not many people are named Edgar. But I don't know. I just think that the Brawl Stars team, and I'm not like a big Edgar main, but I think they did a really good job with Edgar. As much as I hate facing him, I think they really did well with his character design and just kind of I guess, what he's about, if that makes sense. Just kind of like a raging kid. If, yeah, I don't know.
Now, number four. What if Nita was in charge of the Snowtail? So, first of all, I want to say something.
Whoa.
This wouldn't make much of a difference because they both kind of speak, well, both Mr. P and Nita speak gibberish. So the staff wouldn't get much different orders. But the Snowtail would be a no-tail in a couple of days with all those bears running around.
The thing is I think of Nita as like a I don't know, like she has like animal spirit or whatever it is. You know, like haven't you seen those like Disney movies or whatever the heck it is? So I think that she can like kind of like communicate with the animals, if that makes sense, because she kind of is like half animal. I don't even really know what Nita, like she's kind of crazed, you know what I'm saying? So I think that there'd be a lot of random animals just around in the hotel, and I don't think many people could go there because Nita kind of is just crazy all around.
Yeah, and the next one. What if Cordelius was a cook? There'd be a lot
Well,
of mushrooms in his dishes, that's for sure.
you know, I don't know if Cordelius is evil or not, really. Because this is a conspiracy thing, but like, I don't know, like, behind the mask, is he really evil or not?
I
Because,
mean, maybe he's not evil, but he's definitely crazy. I mean, he stayed by himself inside the Enchanted Woods. He's definitely gone crazy.
hear me out, maybe he found one of those gems that hijacks them, and now he's being mind controlled, so he's a little like, he's kind of like on the weed or on the gems, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I think he's on the shrooms, if you know what I'm saying. But if he were to cook, I would assume he'd make some sort of like soup.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't know.
Okay, next one. What if Griff was rich?
He wouldn't be firing money at people.
Yeah, and his employees would actually have tips because his old description said that he threw money from his employees' tip jar, so Colette and Edgar weren't getting much extra money.
Yeah.
But
I
if he
think.
was rich, yeah, go on, sorry.
Oh, go ahead, go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt you.
So like if he was rich, he probably would not have the gift shop anymore. He'd just sit there throwing money at people.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Griff, like his whole character is basically about being greedy. So I don't know that even if he got rich, that he wouldn't continue to be greedy. If that makes sense. Like, I still think he would be looking for more and more money. But Griff looks like the type of person that would hire somebody to rob a bank for him, and then you take the money and not pay him for robbing
Wonder why
the.
Griff is called Griff.
I have no idea, actually. That's a even better question. Griff, yeah. What does Griff mean? I have no idea. Maybe it means money or something like that. I don't know. You
Oh.
guys will have to tell us in the comments.
So I searched this up on Reddit. It says Griff is also a shady salesman, likely running a grift tea.
No.
And then, yeah, I mean, I guess that's probably it.
So he's probably selling stuff that doesn't work, and that's why he says no refunds.
Okay, this next one. What if Grum still worked at a daycare?
Oh, I thought he was a teacher. I didn't know he worked in a daycare too.
Daycare teacher, same difference. Yeah, so he
Okay.
used to be a teacher and he was clearly tormented, and then now he's a security guard at Star Park.
I think he needs a vacation to start
Of
this off.
course. A nice
But
reason.
and I we kind of said I kind of said that on my Christmas episode. But anyway, let's think. If what I guess what the question is like, what job would have he had if he wasn't like a preschool teacher or something? Was that the question? Okay, so looking at Griff again, I think he likes to hide his identity or something like that, probably because he's hiding from like the children in this game. He's trying to hide. So I would think he kind of likes like a solitary job. So I would imagine he'd be pretty good like doing something in an office alone. So probably just like some sort of banking career or just like
Yeah,
something
but
like
he looks
that.
kind of strong, so he could be in some sort of like a community type thing. So like a garbage man maybe, or like
Yeah.
I don't really know actually. Grom is just a weird character in general.
I really, I could see him just delivering mail at the same time,
That's
just
true.
avoiding people, just being alone. But I think he just wants to be alone, really. And some people are like that. They just don't like dealing with a lot of people. So, yeah, my job is very different from that.
Unrelated note, what happened with the Starbucks CCTV? All the screens are now blurry. The book stopped saying the last page now says RT rules, which proves my theory from a while ago actually that Rick is probably RT, and there's nothing new in the camera feed. So imagine how confused someone's gonna be when like a new player when they click the camera and suddenly there's a whole book with pages. The first couple of pages are just about how easy and nice Star Park is, and then the later pages he starts to go insane, and then all the videos on the database or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Weird.
To be honest with you guys, I don't keep up on the lore of this game way too much just 'cause I mean it's interesting, but I don't like really get deep into it. So I think new players like my sister and people of that nature, I think they just click on it and they don't really even understand what it means, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like they're just like, hey, what's this? I wonder why this is here. Does it give me a reward? You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? That's probably what they're thinking about. But OGs of the game and people who kind of understand it are kind of looking for more. Because I thought it was supposed to kind of clear up what was, or like what happened or how we're here.
I
But there's
mean, it
still
kind of did.
kind of, yeah, but there's still questions for me. Maybe I just don't completely understand it all. But
I might make an episode like recapping everything that was
yeah,
shown. That
but
would be a fun thing to
I'd
do.
love to listen to that. But like, I'm confused, and because it's like it's Star Park right now appears to be on fire, right? So, how are we playing in Star Park if it's on fire and there's no traces of fire? Or are we in the future?
I mean, we're in the future. All of the videos date back to 1995.
Oh, so
If you look at
something
the time.
happened. So something happened in between that we don't know about, basically.
Yeah, I think soon after the whole destruction of Star Park. Oh. The
What
investor
is it?
video. They needed money for Star Park. And that's probably because the whole park was destroyed and they wanted to rebuild it. So that happened afterwards. And they got enough money because of the investor video. And
Oh.
that's why it's rebuilt. Oh my god.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyways, we could go down that rabbit hole and it would take a long time. So I'm not going to act like I know what happened. I'm just going to let the people who break down this game do that. And if I'll
Yeah.
listen to Drainix episode if he posts one. So, anyways.
Okay, so the next one. So there is some lore surrounding Colt being the son of Belle and Sam. So this question kind of relates to that. My question is, what if Colt stayed in the Goldarm gang?
Oh,
Well,
I don't
first
know.
of all, he'd have a different attire, a different costume. He'd probably not be as charming, shall I say.
Wait a moment. So I'm confused again here. So Belle and Sam are Goldarm game, but who's the third member is what I'm trying to ask. Like officially in the
Pearl
game.
is the third member.
That doesn't make sense. How is Pearl a
Apparently,
member?
Sam and Belle built Pearl,
Okay.
and even though Sam hates robots, his love of cookies apparently overpowered the hate with
Okay.
Belle. Because Sam used to work in a robot factory, so he's always had a hate for robots. That's what his old description said. So he met Belle, and there was this old artwork of this baby with like a spoof of red hair, and people thought that was Sam, but then around him you could see like boxing gloves and stuff, so people thought that it must have been Colt instead. Yeah, it's a bit complicated, but I'll probably just do like a full hour-long episode of Just Lore. It's gonna be really fun.
I would be in it, but I have no idea, so I wouldn't be helpful enough. but yeah, I mean, I guess he'd be richer if he was in there. Probably he'd be in the trio. But I thought Spike, Colt, and Shelly were all a trio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're like outlaws.
Yeah.
They're still outlaws, right?
No, I'm pretty sure they're actually... Shelly's a sheriff, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, so they're kind of like fighting evil. But mm-hmm. then again, Spike is a camera. We could go down that rabbit hole, too.
Not a bad theory, you know?
I think he is, because think about it. There's the camera, then there's Spike in the background watching.
Yeah, there's always camera. Spike in every drawing.
So I think Spike's eyes are both cameras, and I think he was built by CCTV to spy on people, and I think he was hijacked by Jim, so that's why he can walk around.
Okay, not to, like, burst your bubble or anything, but there's a video in the Star Park CCTV where there were, like, cracks in the ground in Star Park at this point. There were gems all over the place. And then there was a cactus nearby, and it just started moving because of the gems. And then Colt was looking, and he was, like, scared. So he shot the cactus twice. Bam, bam. The eyes. And then suddenly the cactus grew fingers and carved itself a mouth. And that is how Spike was born.
Oh. Well, then I have no idea. But,
no one does.
But anyways, let's just admit Spike has some awesome skins. So if you want to get Holiday Spike or Larkmas Spike, a prodigy of Clash Royale, make sure to get that while it's on sale. It's an epic skin.
Okay, moving on from all the lore we've been discussing. Right. This is a weird one. Probably not going to spend too much time on it. What if Jesse betrayed Pam? This is like a weird one.
Well,
so let's say she turned evil, betrayed Pam.
How's she gonna do that? Isn't Jesse like 7?
Yes, but she has the technological know-how to build a robot that can kill people. She could theoretically take over the world if she had the right stuff.
Yeah, she could probably team up with Meg, and they could they could probably take out a lot of people. I think, to be fair, I think Jesse could, like, probably build, like, an AR or something like that. But, again, I think, this is kind of a little bit more lore, but I'm not sure. I think Jesse's being controlled by Star Park, but I think that she's, like, being, kind of, like, influenced, if that makes sense, by somebody. Because remember, the space update, and then, like, when Jesse got that evil skin? The burglar one. So I think if they, because Jesse doesn't know what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? She's too young to know what she's doing. She just knows how to do it, if that makes sense. So if they gave her like some blueprints or something like that, and she like built it, she could definitely.
She could probably build it without knowing what she's building.
That's what I'm saying. But
and they're releasing a new skin this season, Puppet Jesse.
Oh yeah, the doll one.
Yeah, that looks creepy.
Interesting. I have a Summer Jesse and some other ones, so I don't really know. But yeah, I mean, I just don't see Jesse attacking people. You know what I'm saying? I could see her building stuff, but attacking people, maybe if they hit her, she might.
Yeah, if she was provoked.
She has to get aggravated, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I'm moving on to the last one that we're probably going to discuss for about 30 minutes based on our past progress. What if Amber used water instead of fire? She wouldn't have as much range, probably.
Yeah, to be fair, water can still do some big damage. Imagine if she had a power washer for an attack.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, she could probably still cut through people with water. But yeah, obviously water is less dangerous than fire.
What would her super be then?
Probably like, imagine if her super was like a like a hurricane. She just puts down a hurricane where
Loo super. Like if you touch the edges, it'd like pull you into the middle, kind of like a Tara and a Loo super mixed together.
Yeah, but it'll be like a twister in the middle, and then you'll just take like a ton of damage, and it'll like hold you in place while she just like power washes you down.
Yeah, that'd be insane.
And then what? Gadget, She can just like call down thunder on
Yeah.
you, and then it'd just be like a big thunderstorm, and then you'll just get hit by something that stuns you and does like a 2,000 damage. No, that's too
Yeah,
overpowered. Like 500 damage. 500
it'd be
damage.
better than her current gadgets for sure.
And then you get bolted, and then like every like for like 3 or 4 seconds, it'll just start doing like a little bolt of damage on you, where you
Oh,
just kind of
and
like
it could be like a bow attack
stun.
where it bounces between enemies.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be a cool idea.
That'd
I just thought
be
of
way
that.
too
Yeah.
overpowered.
Yeah, but with nerfs, I mean.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously. So yeah, those are all the what ifs that I have. Did you want to say anything else before we wrap it up?
Shoot, I think I could think of one or two. I just didn't write any down. I was supposed to, and I didn't, guys. So that's on me. I got a good one. What if
Okay.
all the brawlers had a Christmas party? Who would go, and I guess who would hang out the most?
Well, definitely Pearl, because she bakes cookies. There's no Christmas without cookies.
That's true. I kind of feel like and I don't know. Like Frank will be there. He'll be the DJ. That's for sure.
Janet to sing some Christmas carols.
Yeah, Janet will bring the karaoke. Bonnie will be just
Jumping
absolutely
around.
feasting. Bull will probably like be the guy that just shows up for the feast, to be honest with
Yeah.
you guys. I'm trying to think of like if there's a brawler that it just wouldn't even go. Like I'm pretty sure like Cornelius wouldn't even show up. Like I don't know where he is half the time. He's like
He'd
in the
probably be
jungle.
stuck in the Enchanted Woods. He wouldn't even get the invitation.
Yeah, they wouldn't really.
Maybe Mandy, because she can make some candy canes and like other nice sweets.
Yeah. Chester will be doing some crazy stuff like turning out the
Oh yeah.
lights and just messing around, basically.
Stu will be zooming around drinking a bit too much, if you get my drift.
And I honestly think, man, I'm trying to think about. I think Jesse and Meg will definitely be talking to each other a lot because
Oh, for sure.
they're both kind of like the same brawler almost. Like they're the same idea, and obviously, I don't know. I can't really think too much.
Do you have anything that I should put for the Q&A or the poll?
Q&A or poll. For the Q&A, let's see. I'm trying to think of like something good. So we just did all these what ifs. So okay, I got one. If you could meet any brawler in real life, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's a good one. And do you have any idea for the poll?
I man, can you do long polls? Like a lot of different choices?
It depends how many you're
Okay.
thinking of.
So I'm gonna. This is just what's the best spike skin in the game,
Okay, yeah, I might be able to fit
but
some of those in.
just make it so that Toon Spike's not in it, because
Okay.
they're gonna all vote. Like I mean, I'm getting Toon Spike, so they're gonna all vote
Yeah.
on it. But you can leave it as an option, but just like let people vote twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All
Okay.
right, yeah, so I think that's gonna wrap it up for this episode. Thank you so much for recording with me, man.
Yeah, thanks
Really fun.
for having me on. I didn't know it was only going to be a half hour, but it was great to be here. I was
Yeah,
going
all
on a
right.
rant, so.
Yep. That's gonna be it's gonna be everything. So until next episode, Alpha Drenix out.
All right, we'll see you guys.